Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Yo, what up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
What's up? Welcome.
All right, TV Land, get ready to dish with us on your latest celebrity news. We got you covered. Now, L.A. and Portia out, but no fair. We got actress and on-air personality Stacey Harris hanging out with us yet again. Woo. Now, later, we go thirst trapping with Kourtney Kardashian and Kim Zolciak. And we have more Andrew Freund in Hawaii hanging out with Bratz dude, The Rock, talking about his brand-new movie, Hobbs & Shaw. But first, what you got, sis?
I got so excited when you said that. Book. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I tried to speak to you, sis, so we go and claim it, right?
Ooh, okay, let me move aside, y'all. Okay, you talk about The Rock, you know, I get all excited and moist.
As you should.
Well, y'all, it looks like the man behind the mirror drama is finally speaking out, and I'm talking about none other than Tristan Thompson.
Here we go.
Now, to rewind, remember the rumors that Thompson cheated on his ex, Jordan Craig, with Khloe Kardashian?
Yeah.
And, of course, fans attack Khloe, especially since Jordan was pregnant at the time. Well, Thompson is maintaining no cheating happened and wants people to back off. He took to Twitter and wrote, "When I met Khloe, I was single. The negative comments that are constantly being directed towards her are unnecessary. She don't deserve it." Wait. "She does not deserve all this backlash for my wrongdoings. Both Khloe and Jordan have been nothing but great mothers to my kids."
That was a great portrayal.
Really?
That was good, bro. Thank you.
But my thing, how could he fix his mouth and say he did not cheat on Jordan when he was with Khloe?
Cheaters lie. That's why. That's how.
And then he wants you to apologize to, honey, don't give Khloe the backlash. The hell with that. What about Jordan? Jordan deserves, honey, an apology too.
But Khloe probably didn't know what was going on, and he was probably telling her everything she wanted to hear.
Right.
But he still left Jordan pregnant.
But maybe they had fell out or fallen out before he got with Khloe.
Tristan could have been telling her she burns him with cigarettes while he sleep. Like, you know, like people find sympathy in.
Exactly. And Tristan's a basketball player.
Exactly. He don't know how to say that.
What does that mean?
Figure it out. What the hell? I mean, he's a liar, honey, for one damn thing.
All basketball players are liars?
Girl, 99.9% of them.
Gary,
shooting them lies is what they do. Shooting them lies.
Thank you.
I've dated a basketball player, trust me.
And did he cheat on you?
Yes.
Okay.
Was he Tristan Thompson? Time. Were you from Houston? Was it James Harden?
No, child, no. This was back in my early 20s when I was wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, and I thought that was going to be cute.
Black don't crack, so I have no point of reference. Was it Metal Lark Lemon?
Metal Lark Lemon, not the Harlem Globetrotters.
No, this was Houston Rockets back in the early 2000s.
Olajuwon, Akeem Olajuwon, I remember that time.
No, I didn't.
Moving on, Chance the Rapper is counting his blessings, y'all. Now listen, the rapper stopped by to chat with Nicki Minaj on a Queen radio show, which is wildly popular. Mm-hmm. He discussed his brand new album, The Big Day, and decided to share a few details about his relationship with wife Kristen Corley and how she saved his life but not giving up the cookie.
"I need you to hear one song on my album that has my best verse that I've written in my life. It's called We Go High."
Okay.
"And I explain that my wife literally saved my life by becoming celibate and going and getting baptized. It changed her life, obviously.
Wow.
And now I know exactly where my strength comes from."
So he had a spiritual awakening?
I guess so. When you retain that much of your own DNA inside your own body, it does something chemically to your brain. I don't know how long they stayed celibate, but...
But real talk, sex complicates things. It really does. When you start mixing and mingling and all the hormones and the pheromones and, you know, you can't really think correctly.
But it's not like they didn't have sex before they got married. They had a whole child.
Right.
So they took a break from having sex before they got married.
To get to know each other and to probably feel each other out even more. I mean, take the sex off the table.
Pretty much,
no, that's just because you done waited forever. You waiting that long, so when you do get to it, it's like, oh my God. It's explosive because you be like, woo, been a long time since I felt that.
It's like a re-virginating, and she made him re-virginate.
Yeah. Megan Good and Devon Franklin did it.
Exactly. That's why I'm still single, because I'm waiting, honey.
Oh my God.
I'm waiting too, Gary. We're going to wait together.
Acquiring minds want to know, how long you held out?
Held out for what?
The D.
How long have you stayed abstinent?
I really don't know. Depends on when we talking about.
Now.
I really, now?
You abstinent now, huh?
Who?
You
doing? She's like,
I'm not even doing it. Uh-oh. Okay, y'all, so we all know dating can be rough out here in these streets, right? Well, Melissa McCarthy told Jimmy Kimmel about a memorable date she had before she met her husband. Check it out.
I went on a date with someone, and we'd met at, like, a rap party the night before. I may have had several drinks. I thought he was wonderful. He picked me up at my apartment, and I was like, oh, you know, I thought he didn't have any place to go. And I'm like, oh, there's a cute place down the block. We could walk there. And we get in there, and he's like, oh, boy, $6 for a chicken sandwich. $6. $6 for a chicken sandwich. I can make a chicken sandwich in my house for, like, $2, like $1.75, but $6 for a sandwich. And I was like, okay.
Oh my God, Gary, was that you she went out with?
I'm like, oh my God, was that me? Yeah.
Honey, you sit here and starve and let your stomach growl before you buy breakfast for you or anybody else that's hungry.
Only person I've ever seen take all the condiments from the bag.
And I got to sit on my counter at home, honey. Yes, ma'am.
But there's only so many packs of ketchup that you can have.
Okay, and they get old after a certain time. So how do you separate the old from the new?
You need them on deck. You just need them on deck.
What you mean it don't get? Oh, let my God. Off. Ooh, he probably got that dark red ketchup.
Yeah, some of the packs are maroon.
Yeah. The ketchup gets like burgundy and thick and dry.
All right, honey, it's my favorite time of the week, honey. It's time for another
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
And yes, head crack, honey. We got
crap. Oh, you gonna love this one, man. It's summer, sun's out, guns out, right? Well, in this case, sun's out, buns out. We got Kourtney Kardashian, my favorite non-GMO Kardashian. She dropped this on Instagram.
Good for
the fans. Yeah. So she dropped this on the gram. She said, we're giving you all our poosh tips for simplifying body care. Hashtag poosh, the boundaries. You think she thirst trapping or not?
Hell yeah. Yeah. That tramp, how dare she?
Why she gotta be a tramp?
Man, been a dog.
She's the least trampish of the Kardashians, darling.
She ain't wearing no drawers, yo.
I feel like if it look good, it's not thirst trapping.
We don't want to see her butt.
I do.
How dare head crack say you do.
Now, this is for her brand Poosh. And
Poop.
Poosh.
Which means it's not thirst trapping. It's for her brand. She's promoting her brand.
How you promoting the brand?
We all talking about it.
True.
I won't be pushing.
Well, from Scott Disick's ex to his current boo thing, Sophia Richie. Sophia shared this picture to the gram with the caption, "Morning sun," and the smiling emoji with rosy cheeks. What you think, y'all? Thirst trap?
Yes, I'm so over these booty pictures, though.
I definitely think she's thirst trapping. She's sitting in the standard, I don't have a butt, but I'm going to make it look like I have one by pressing up against something pose. Yeah, this is false advertising,
but
definitely trapping.
Well, since you put it like that, it's like she's trying or something. When it look like they trying or got to do a certain move to make their body part look better, now that's thirst trapping.
Like the late rapper Guru from Gangstar said, Shorty don't really got no ass, she just poked it out.
And that's what she go right here, she poking it out. I agree.
All right, Gary, now here's one you might like. Now, Kim Zolciak posted this vacation shot with her husband and credited the photo to her 17-year-old daughter, and she captioned it, "Finding dollars and song," that little emoji right there, "you juicy thing, Croy Bierman." Photo credit, Ariana Bierman. "I know you wanted to barf." And she included a puking emoji and a winking emoji. What do y'all think? Trapping or not?
I mean, this just looked like a fun family vacation picture. Yeah. It don't look like they trying to show nothing, make anything look better or bigger or smaller.
Especially because the daughter took the pic for it, that makes it even more non-thirst trap.
Right.
Because, like, if the daughter was really trying, because girls are always good with angles. If there's a dude who wants a picture and there's a girl present, give the phone to the girl because she's always going to put more TLC in it. This time, the daughter didn't even do that.
Yeah, right. She probably would have told Croy not to do that.
Would you ever take a picture of your parents making out?
No, my parents would never go to the beach. But...
What do y'all do for fun?
Okay.
We just sit around on the porch.
All right, y'all. After After the break, Beyonce and Jay-Z get a surprise visitor, and Zoe Kravitz and her new husband make us say, what the fashion? Come right back. Dish
Nation. You know we love a good thirst trap around here at Dish Nation, but even if you don't want to show off that body, we all want to look and feel good. But getting and staying in shape is hard. No problem now. Beachbody On Demand is here to help you out with a program that will work just for you. Now, Beachbody On Demand is a super easy-to-use streaming service that gives you instant access to a lot of super effective workouts that you can do from the comfort of your own living room 24/7. Now, I can access my workouts anytime, anywhere, and I even use my cell phone sometimes to complete workouts. I love doing Shanti's Insanity before, and now I'm loving his Focus T25 program. That's just 25 minutes a day, and that's just one of the many great options that you can do. And I really want you guys to try this program because it's going to make you feel so much better. And right now, our viewers can get a special free trial membership when you text DISH to 30 30 30. You're going to get full access to the entire platform for free, all the workouts, the nutrition information, and support totally free. Again, just text DISH to 30 30 30.
Hey, Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803. Dish Nation. All right, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey, hey!
Now, everybody loves a good prank, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, this one prank almost got somebody a Billy Club sandwich with a size of Tay-N-A's. So, according to the East Hampton police, some guy went to the home of Jay-Z and Beyonce, pressed the talk button, and asked for an unnamed person.
You don't do that.
What could go wrong, right? So with the minutes, the police showed up, and the guy explained to them that his friend gave him this address and told them to meet someone there. Now the police were nice about it, and they let the guy go with him.
This person had to have been of the European persuasion.
Because okay. How do you get up close to the door?
Yeah, I don't even know the layout of their crib, but, like, just even being in the neighborhood, I'm sure you wouldn't be able to do that if you...
Yeah,
like, you
I'm sure there's somebody at a gate somewhere in a
little house, honey,
to buzz you in the gate, and I'm sure there's another gate before you get to the front door of the house.
And but the police was nice.
And the kind of house he was rolling up on, you knew that was not your homie's house. Mm-mm. You knew that.
I would even be like, yo, I don't know anyone that's rich. I have to.
Exactly. Like,
Waze took me the wrong place.
Exactly.
That's exactly why you knew he wasn't of African descent, honey, because, honey, they don't know about that rich.
I mean, now, all signs point to this guy was probably pranked by his friend, but, yo, that could have, like, turned really bad.
That was, like I said, honey, I was of the European persuasion, and they're like, Billy, I bet you won't go to that house right there. Yeah. All right, y'all, it's time for...
What the fashion?
And today, honey, I got my eye on couple, honey, Zoe Kravitz and her husband, Carl Glusman, because you know what? They stepped out wearing this.
No, it's better than tattoos with the person's face on them.
Yeah. So, I mean, what do we think?
I think that is so cute.
Yeah.
I agree with Brad.
They don't care what nobody has to say, and that's good.
Yeah, but that would have been Leroy and Keisha, and we've been saying that, and why they looking
like. It don't matter. If Leroy and Keisha felt like doing it, they should.
Huh. I can see Gucci Man and his chick doing it.
Yeah.
Gucci and Keisha.
This is cute, and they're a cute couple. That's cute.
Zoe Kravitz don't look like Zoe on the back of his jacket, and the dude on the back of Zoe's jacket looks like Elder Barge.
He sure does.
He looks like Elder Barge in real life, though.
So when they break up their Swiss jackets, they just give each other back their jacket?
They throw the mother...
Oh, oh. Burn it, light it on fire.
Yeah, light it on fire. Okay, y'all, so we all know that photoshopping pics and using filters has gotten out of control. But what a Chinese blogger named Your Highness Chiao recently got caught doing looks like the ultimate catfish. Now, many online knew Chiao to look like this. But during a recent stream with another blogger, a computer glitch revealed something quite different. Take a look.
Yeah. 我不能露脸，我要过十万订阅才能露。然后到时候，本来我是个颜值主播。
Yo, the other girl looks so confused.
Yo, so the image on the right revealed Chiyao to allegedly be a 58-year-old woman who has a really young-sounding voice. What y'all think?
She went from looking like a model to like the Asian chick on Mad TV.
That's exactly what she looks like.
It's Kong. It's like the picture of the food you want and how it actually looks when you get it.
Exactly. Yes, that's exactly what it is.
I mean, there's a lot of pressure on people to look young at all times. So you think she was wrong for trying to, like, you know, create, you know, peace and bring joy to people by creating this facade?
I don't think you have to really look a certain way to help people and be peaceful.
Like, imagine if Sia would have came out showing her face. Despite how talented she is, people would have fretted on Sia, like, oh, you a little older. Like,
those
what's going on?
Right,
you can't be in the business. But she came through, she hit y'all with some bops. She's like, yo, that's what I look like.
That's not fair.
That was kind of some
shots. You gotta be honest.
That's not fair. That was a few shots right there.
No, not at all. No, Sia's dope. But I'm just saying, but people be fronting. People front on people on how they look and how old they are. It's a very ageist society we live in.
Absolutely. Yeah. She could work forever now.
She can be both people.
Yeah.
Every woman.
Exactly.
Up next, y'all, our guy Andrew Freund sits down with my man, The Rock, and the rest of the cast of Hobbs and Shaw. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. So first I was in London and now I am in beautiful Hawaii, getting ready to sit down with The Rock and the rest of the cast of Hobbs and Shaw.
I'm sorry to bring this here, Mama.
Luke, this is your home.
Go Elekua!
You're gonna get one Samoan ass whoopee.
I'm like Superman.
Here comes a kryptonite.
Push out the frying pan into the fire. Oh!
No, this is not good.
We're going for a ride!
Shoot at you actors like movie directors.
Welcome to my island, mother!
Neither love me or leave me alone.
All right, let's say you and Jason were trapped on a deserted island. It's just the two of you. What are the three things you're gonna need on that island?
Might not work, but I need my phone anyway.
Okay.
For my pictures.
Yeah.
I need my food. I gotta have some food.
Okay.
Right? And then I need,
Would Jason cook the food? Like, how would that work?
Well, see, you ask that question as if Jason is actually going to be involved in anything I'm doing. No, he's gonna be on one side of the island.
Okay.
I'm gonna be on another side of the island. And I am not gonna give a what he does.
Now, you guys are badasses in this film.
Say it again.
You guys are badasses in this film.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
Give me some tips. How can I be a badass?
Lineage to the Hobbs family is a good start.
Doesn't hurt having that last name, yeah.
Yeah. Two?
I can only give them the regiment we were running by. I mean, we ate good, we trained good, we got good rest.
Hey, you're working well. Bit of body here. That's good.
Little, yeah.
Apart from, like, you know, the big guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Hit puberty again, that will hurt nothing, you know.
I noticed that, like, all the brothers were bearded.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're telling me I need growth spurt in my 30s. This is
gonna
getting
happen.
Any bigger.
You never know.
What are The Rock's tips on being a badass?
Well, let's see. It all starts with less energy.
Okay.
Right? So, a look.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, look that way, and then if you look this way, kind of, it's got to be like...
Okay. No?
You should try it again.
Okay, all right.
That's not bad.
Okay.
Slightly constipated, but not bad.
So funny is you've said that to me before.
I did.
You did. What do you think I have IBS or something, Dwayne? Like, what is...
I think your bowel syndrome is fine. let's see, what else you have to do to be a badass? Then you have to say the line. Like, a badass line would be...
Yeah.
Like, I don't think so, punk.
I don't think so, punk.
Well, you see, you didn't have to put the mustard on it.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to do that.
Okay, no mustard.
It just comes from here.
Okay.
That's it.
I don't think so, punk.
We're gonna do one more.
I don't think so, punk.
You're an official badass. Boom. Rip that up, man.
Well, that's a wrap here from Hawaii. Be sure to check out Hobbs and Shaw in theaters on August 2nd. But first, there's more Dish Nation after the break. See ya.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Well, y'all, if you're a fan of ordering food from an app, Cap, this news might make you want to reconsider. A new report from Us Food, a food service distributor, revealed that the convenience service may come with a food sampler. That is right, man. Your driver might be eating some of your food before they bring it to your door. Ooh, how preposterous is that? Mm. They surveyed 497 adults who have worked as a food delivery employee, and the study revealed 1 in 4 delivery drivers admitted to tasting customers' food.
So that means 3 in 4 people did it.
I'm done with all the services. I mean, I had that in the back of my mind, but to hear this, it just made me, you know what? I don't want nobody to put their hands in my french fries.
Mm. Most people don't wash their hands, though. So you're going to not wash your hands, grab my food, and then if you're going to taste the fry, now you got feces, french fries.
Oh, Gina!
Listen, think about it, though. No, now you got boo-boo burger.
I got a friend who drives for one of these food delivery services, and he's like, yo, I really like working for them because it's the only job I can bring my dog. And I'm like, are you I'm like, bro,
I'm done. People need to stop being lazy. Just go get you something to eat. Just go.
But the thing is, if they would let the drivers take breaks to eat, they wouldn't be sampling the food.
No, so, you know what? We need a lockbox. We need some type of lockbox where you have to press a code when you get it.
Now, who's still going to order from delivery service, though?
Not I said the wise bitch.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.